Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now, we want to make sure that Sunday is not like a trip to motor vehicles. You know what I'm saying? We want to make sure it's a day you'll remember forever.
Not a typical run-in with city bureaucracy, or maybe it is. That was City Council Speaker Christine Quinn on Tuesday describing the city's lottery system for coping with the huge volume of couples who had already signed up for marriage licenses online. So if you're looking to get married on Sunday, the first day that gay marriages can legally be performed at the city clerk's office, you and your betrothed have about 1 hour and 15 minutes to enter the lottery. Whether you're a same-sex couple or not, the lines will be long on Sunday with a record number of marriages performed in the five boroughs. The city expects that 2,500 couples will sign up by 12 today, but only 764 will be notified by Friday at noon after the lottery that they can indeed get hitched this Sunday. Here's Mayor Bloomberg explaining why the system is necessary.
The last thing we want to have happen is for couples to wait online for hours and hours only to walk away upset on what was supposed to be the biggest days of their lives.
So we'll tell you how to navigate this lottery in just a minute, and whether you're one of the lucky couples, straight or gay, who are able to marry this Sunday, or if you're one of the thousands more who will wait for a future date, there are some tricky questions you might have about gay weddings. Who proposes? Who buys the rings? What do you call your newly married friend's partner? Who is married and who is in a civil union? And which set of parents should pony up for the ceremony and the reception? Joining me now to talk about the lottery and gay wedding etiquette in general is Stephen Petro, the Huffington Post's manners columnist and author of The Complete Gay and Lesbian Manners for Every Occasion, the definitive guide to LGBT life. Hey, Stephen, welcome to WNYC.
Hey, Brian. So glad to be with you this morning.
Before we launch into the etiquette of weddings, let's do the lottery thing because the clock is ticking. Noon today is the deadline to register. The website is, get ready, this is long, cityclerk.nyc.gov/html/marriage/lottery.shtml. Wow.
Although you also have it on your webpage, which is much easier to find, and people can call 311 and do it the old-fashioned way by phone. But do it by noon because the cutoff is noon.
I'm glad you noticed that it's on our webpage at wnyc.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Not being a government web address, ours is much shorter and easier to remember. So what do people do when they get to the lottery site?
You know, basically you're just entering your name, and you will be notified by noon tomorrow, either by email or phone, depending on how you did it, whether you are among the lucky couples to be married on Sunday. And you're right, there are only 764 who will marry. And wow, can you imagine planning a ceremony in about 48 hours? You know, most couples spend months, if not a year, doing that. And there's so many questions. I think gay folks especially going to have to choose, you know, where they want to focus their energy in, you know, in just 2 days.
Yes, 764 total slots for Sunday. And by the way, folks, that's exactly 400 for Manhattan, 112 for each of Brooklyn and the Queens City Clerk's Office, 98 slots available for the Bronx City Clerk's Office, and 42 slots available in Staten Island. You don't know if you can register for the lottery for one or the other. Like, somebody could try to game it. Like, you know, there aren't many gay people trying to get married on Staten Island, so I'm going to try to go into that lottery. Can they do that?
Actually, they cannot. The city has been very wise and smart about this whole process. So, you know, it's great, I think, that they've instituted it. They're going to be extended hours. But, no, you can't game the system.
Really?
We all have to play fair.
You might live in Morrisania, the Bronx, but you'll get assigned to go to Staten Island?
You get to choose which borough you want to marry in.
I see.
And then you have to get married there. Now, people can then, get married later in the week, you know, without the lottery if
yes.
they don't win it first Sunday.
Sure. It's the symbolic wonderfulness of being able to do it on the first day that it's legal, right?
And, it's so symbolic because many of the couples who will be marrying are of a generation where they never thought that same-sex marriage would be legal for them. And so, first of all, you know, it's like hitting a home run. And second of all, you know, there are a lot of questions, you know, attendant to planning a wedding that, you know, many never thought of. You know, think of some straight couples where, gosh, you know, you're going to get married in that church, you're going to wear that dress, you might even, you know, have a ring that's passed down to you. But We don't have any of that, so we're kind of starting from scratch.
All right, listeners, we have about 10 minutes for your gay wedding etiquette questions. For Stephen Petro, the Huffington Post Manners columnist and author of The Complete Gay and Lesbian Manners for Every Occasion, The Definitive Guide to LGBT Life, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Get those calls in right now, and you'll get right on the air. Here's an etiquette question for you, Stephen. Can two people in a couple both apply for the lottery to increase their chances of winning? And as the manners expert, do you think that would be ethical?
I think that the city has really done their job in preventing gaming, because you have to name both members of a couple. And so the answer to that is no. And but that would not be good manners to try to jump ahead. So, we'll do it the right way. And, the couples that get married on Sunday, it is going to be historic. And, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful.
All right, here's a question that came in on our website, and you can post there, even as you look at the link to the lottery site. Let's see. Kate in New York City posted this. Can ministers who are already registered to perform weddings in New York City be there on Sunday or Monday to perform weddings for people there and then?
Yes. Very easy answer. If you can do weddings, you can do weddings for gay couples. You can do weddings on Sundays. Absolutely. So, one of the questions that gay couples, do face, are, finding an officiant to do that. And it, other than the city hall weddings, it may be hard to actually, find some people in that first week, even to find, reception space and places to have, cocktail parties. So there's so much interest. And there's so much demand right now. But, we'll find a way. And it's partly why I wrote the book, to really answer these types of questions.
And speaking of officiants at weddings, here is Reverend R.M. calling from Manhattan. Hello, Reverend.
Hi, this is Reverend R.M. Peluso, and thank you so much for taking my call. I'm thrilled to be part of a group of my colleagues who are going to be offering a free weddings of this first week, and we're going to be doing ours in Washington Square on the 26th, on Tuesday, and I think we already have people in mind, but they can inquire of me or Reverend Annie Lawrence, who is my a colleague, and there's so many of us now who are trying to celebrate this, so that is why we're doing them for free, when normally we do weddings, of course,
Yes.
But
right. But Reverend, I think people still need to get to get their marriage license and pay the $40. Isn't that correct?
Oh, well, yes, of course. It has to be, legally processed front end, and then we just do the weddings do the sacred part of it, and then sign it. And I guess let me just ask you one question, because it just comes to mind. Sometimes City Hall, you can take down your license and get your final certificate right there, but usually we mail them in. So do you know if people are going to be allowed to take the wedding license down to City Hall?
Very quickly, Steve.
Unfortunately, I don't know the answer to that question.
All right, so you'll have to follow up on that. Reverend, thank you for your call. It seems like the first bureaucratic hiccup came on the first day that gay couples could apply for marriage licenses in New York City. The online form originally had a field for groom and a field for bride, and that problem has been fixed, but the labels issue goes on. So now that gay marriage is legal in New York, where do you fall on how people should introduce a married couple?
Brian, that is such a great question, and I've just been on this 20-city book tour, and that's actually the number one question I've gotten from straight people and gay people.
Really?
And yeah, it's amazing. And the answer is that there are a number of different ways to do that, and couples can make that decision themselves. Many couples will now be calling themselves husband and husband and wife. It's been a long road to get the right to marry, and one of the benefits of that is to be, acknowledged as husbands or as wives. But some will still choose to go by partner. And I think, for folks who are, want to do the right thing, which is what, most of us do want to do, listen to how they refer to each other. You know, I refer to my partner as partner. And if you don't hear something that helps you, it's fine to ask. How would you like me to introduce the two of you?
Mm-hmm.
And then you've done the right thing and you've been respectful.
How about the role for parents? Traditionally, the bride's father or father figure gives her away at the wedding. Bride's parents pay for the wedding traditionally. The idea behind that may be a bit antiquated anyway, but what happens at a same-sex wedding?
Well, you're right. You know, even in contemporary society, the rules for straight weddings are so in flux. And then, you know, one of the challenges now is that we don't have that kind of tradition in the gay community. You know, we're just starting to have weddings in New York, and only five other states do. So, you know, the best thing for parents to do is to talk to their son or daughter when they tell them that they're getting married, and to start a conversation. You know, how can we participate? You know, and if they can afford to make a contribution in terms of paying for dinner or the flowers, all the better. But there are lots of other ways to help a couple. And I think the most important thing and the most meaningful one is for families to stand up for their loved ones and to be with them on that day, because that doesn't happen in every family.
There are people who have resisted getting married because gay marriage isn't legal everywhere, and they abstain out of protest. There are also those who refuse to attend any weddings for
mm-hmm.
the same reason, until gay marriage is more widespread legal. Is that good etiquette, in your opinion?
No, I think that there's a real point in making those statements. And, you know, we need to continue to, you know, press for same-sex marriage in every state. That being said, if you have a family member or a close friend who's getting married, I would hope that family trumps politics and that you will find a way to show up at that ceremony. And I say that also to, you know, to straight folks who may not think that being gay is, you know, the best thing since sliced bread, but if it's your son or a close friend who's getting married, no one's asking you to vote in a particular way. They're just asking you to stand up and love them. But if you can't do that, please stay home.
Mm. And the guide we should mention, because you are on a book tour and we're focusing it on what's happening in New York this Sunday, but I will mention that your book, this Complete Gay and Lesbian Manners Guide, includes tips for a lot more than navigating engagements and weddings. You have a section on hosting cocktail parties, tips for dealing with in-laws, workplace attire, even the appropriate way to monogram note cards. But are there really gay and straight ways to do all those things?
Well, actually, the bulk of the book is more about things like, you know, how to come out, how to deal with anti-gay slurs, you know, if you've got two moms and two dads in a family, helping the kids learn to, you know, to be comfortable in school and dealing with teacher questions, and, you know, even things around illness and death and dying between same-sex couples. But because it is kind of a one, you know, one-stop shopping center, A to Z on etiquette, there is information about, you know, all those things that you just mentioned. But
give me 20 seconds on workplace attire.
On workplace attire, well, the most important thing for anybody, you know, in applying for a job or, you know, coming to a new job is to know what's expected of you. And so, you know, you either want to visit a website and see if there are, you know, guidelines, you know, and some major companies still, you know, prohibit beards and mustaches or certain kinds of earrings. You know, you also want to dress for the role that you have. You know, if you're a senior vice president, that's different than an entry level. But you know,
no gay and straight way to do that.
There's no gay and straight way to do that. Be appropriate.
And we'll have to leave it there. My guest has been Stephen Petro, the Huffington Post Manners columnist and author of The Complete Gay and Lesbian Manners for Every Occasion, The Definitive Guide to LGBT Life. There is now 1 hour and 1 minute left to sign up for the lottery if you want to get married on Sunday, gay or straight. And only if you want to get married on Sunday, you can follow the link on the Brian Lehrer Show webpage at WNYC.org to get to the city clerk's lottery form. Good luck.